Hello and welcome to the 8th Patterns of Poetry talk. This is Julian Gerdam from the English Department of St. Columba's College in Dublin in Ireland. Look at our blog sccenglish.ie for lots more. One of the most important tools poetry uses is figurative language. When you use a figure of speech, you take off from the literal truth to something more imaginative. I've already given an example of this in talk number 4, which looked at personification, and in talk 5 on symbols. In each case, the poets used figures of speech because they were straining to reach meaning, using language to express profound thought. You don't need figures of speech when you're putting together a telephone directory or a bus timetable. Another figure of speech, and one widely used in poetry, is the simile. Almost everyone comes to secondary school able to spot this as a comparison using like or as. This is a reasonable working definition, though really you should add using than as well. Similes make us look at things in a fresh way. In the last talk, number 7, I examined cliché and discussed how Shakespeare in Sonnet 130 mocks the clichéd simile. He starts his sonnet, number 130, with "My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun." A simile can't be tired or predictable. If it is, it just doesn't do its job of making the reader see anew. Sylvia Plath's poem, Morning Song, makes widespread use of simile. Plath addresses her new child, starting, "Love set you going like a fat gold watch." Now that's not cliché. It's fresh and grabs us from the start. On line 6, she writes, "We stand round blankly as walls," followed by, "I'm no more your mother than the cloud that distills a mirror to reflect its own slow effacement at the wind's hand." There's the than simile. Later, "Your mouth opens clean as a cat's." And the last line reads, "The clear vowels rise like balloons." In addition, the poem is packed with metaphors. A later talk, or maybe even talks, will take on this big subject. But here the baby has a bald cry and is a new statue, and Plath writes, "A far sea moves in my ear." There are lots more metaphors. Her mind is generating comparisons like a factory. Not a very good simile. As I've been saying in all these talks, the important thing when examining the features, the patterning of poetry, is to show why they are used. Otherwise, you're just engaging in a sterile tick list. Make sure you connect the technique with the meaning of the poem. So, why does Plath use simile and metaphor so freely in this poem? Well, she is a brand new mother, looking at her precious new baby with all the feelings that rush through every parent at this extraordinary moment. So she is super alert. "One cry and I stumble from bed, cow heavy and floral in my Victorian nightgown." She is full of wonder and fear and excitement. She reaches for poetry to express all this, and she reaches for figures of speech to go beyond the literal, to express her exhilarated hypersensitivity, and quite naturally she reaches for simile.